The Israeli Prison Service has published a list of 26 Palestinian prisoners who will be released ahead of the renewed peace negotiations between Israel and Palestine in Jerusalem on Wednesday. Israel agreed last month to free 104 long-term Palestinian and Arab-Israeli prisoners in four stages over 9 months, depending on progress at the peace talks. The decision has been opposed by many Israelis, especially by the bereaved families. Many have been demonstrating with the pictures of their lost family members.
It can't be that they will return home as heroes and will remain only with a picture, while here paying the price of the blood of our children.
Meir Endor, CEO of the Israeli victims organization Almagor, says peace cannot be reached by releasing those who killed people, and his organization will do their best to fight against what he calls the big mistake.
I am fighting for peace, in a logic way, in a practical way. There is no question in my eyes that you don't contribute to the system of peace with giving up to those murders. There is a system of law. You did something bad, you have to pay. Otherwise, the balance of the whole world is destroyed.
However, not all people who lost their family members have the same opinion. Robbie Damelin lost her son David in 2002 when he was serving in the army and was killed by a Palestinian sniper. For her, reconciliation with the Palestinians is a must for reaching real peace and ending the pain.
Peace does not equal justice. It is painful. It is awful because justice is the core that glues society together. But in this case, we have to give up on being right. Unless you want to continue the cycle of violence forever, and your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren will continue to kill each other. For what? How many people need to die before we get it?
On the Palestinian side, although being happy for the release of the prisoners, Ghedorah Fares, director of the Palestinian Prisoners Club, says it is not fair that Israel decides everything.
The feeling is not good because, first of all, they don't mention all the names of the prisoners with which stage he will be released, and we don't know about anything. Everything have to wait for the decision of the Israeli committee. If they recognize their partners, they have to tell us about what they are going to do.
All the prisoners will return to the West Bank and Gaza Strip according to where their families live. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has stressed the continued effort in releasing all detainees held in Israeli jails, stating the issue is of top priority. For CRI, I'm Jordan Lee.